We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra Daf Ayin Zayin on Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Zayin on Beis. Dr. Mishnah, Machar es HaKorin, someone sells a wagon, Loi Machar es HaPredos, the mules that schlepped the wagon are not included. Machar es HaPredos, you sell mules, Loi Machar es HaKorin. The Korin is also not included, and we'll see exactly what we're talking about. Is it right now attached to each other or not? But the halacha is in our Mishnah, if you sell the Korin, the prey that's not included. If you sell the prey that's a mule, the Korin is not included. Korin is a wagon, a gola, like a carriage. The carriage that carries people that is schlepped behind the prey, this is the Korin. Mocha es ha-tzemed, loy mocha es ha-baka. Mocha es ha-baka, loy mocha es ha-tzemed. What's a tzemed? A tzemed is something that attaches the pair of cows, the two cows together, either for plowing purposes or for schlepping something purposes, whatever it is, the tzemet is this item that attaches the two bakarim together. So if you sell a bakar, the tzemet is not included. Makas or tzemet, the bakar is not included. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Hadam Medim. You have to look how much he paid. Keitzan. Omali Mokharli Tzimtcha Masayim Zuz. Sell me your tzemet, this piece that attaches the two bakarim, sell me for 200 zuz. That's a crazy number. The thing costs 50 bucks, selling for 200 bucks, something up over here. Hadavi Yadua, Sheinah Tzem Mesayim Zuz. So it must be, they're also selling the Bakar also. It's not a Raya. Maisa, I said I'm selling at Tzemet, I sold Tzemet. I had charged 200 Zuz. So we'll see in the Gemara, two Pshatim, what you could touch in the word 200 Zuz. Either Pshat, it's Matano, or it's Mekach Toyas Taka. But he holds, Adam, not my DM, what the sale is. If I say Tzemet, I meant Tzemet, not Bakar.
Wouldn't
him
be telling
the same like
earlier about the paper that would use as a thing? Is, yeah, he paid a lot of money for it.
Paper?
A lot of money.
Paper?
The star. Said, obviously, everything included.
Right. Included, it's not the same, but there's something else. Because there is, the shaila is, could I sell a paper? There, I'm selling the paper. I'm selling, it's not what I'm selling, I'm selling the whole paper. The shaila is, did I sell the paper? What it says in the paper. Here, it's a different thing. Here, I said I'm selling you a car, and the car has like a U-Haul truck attached to it. This, you know, this like a van has a U-Haul truck attached to it, this SUV. So is the U-Haul truck included or not? That's the shaila. So pastors, when you sell a Equinox, you don't need to sell the U-Haul truck attached to it. That's the question here. When I sell a Bucker, the Tzemet is not included. I sell a Tzemet, a Bucker is not included. That's the shaila here. And shaila here, we say a Dom Medium. So it means, even if you would say here, ain't a Dom Raya, maybe there you would say a Raya. It's one Chalik Dom Shalom Chalik. Yeah, Mechatois, yeah. Right. The word is, if he holds, you didn't say Chol Shibudi, I'm just selling the paper. It's not, you can't compare one place to another like this. Yeah.
$1,000
Huh? Right. So that's Mechatois. So everyone will agree there, maybe. Everyone will agree there, whatever the case is. It's the two Mechalikas, there's no Mechalikas there. Here's Mechalikas there. It's not Tali Zavazat. That's the Mishnah. Zog to Gemara. Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Marav, Kamei Rav Avol, Mocha Es HaKorin. He had a brice like this, not like our Mishnah. It says Mocha Es HaKorin, Mocha Es HaPredos. If you sell the carriage, the wagon, then the predos are included. And the problem is Vanan. In our Mishnah, it says Loi Mocha Tanan. It says it's not sold. When you sell the car, and the predos are not included. So Amalei. So he said, Rav Tachlifa said, should I take this out of my brices, Samaya? Should I take it out? Because the Mishnah, it's a mistake. No. Your brisa is talking about where it's attached. That means you have here a carriage attached to the predos, and I sell the carriage. There, the predos are included. Because there, it's bechlal. Since it's attached, so it's bechlal. But the Torah speaks out that let's say it's the opposite. I sold the predos, and I was a punk attached to the carriage, then the carriage won't be included. Why? Because when I sell a carriage, the mule, the carriage is a chashva thing, the mule could be included. It's like bottle to the carriage. Masha'ikin, if I sell a mule, it's very possible I'm selling a mule for itself. You can ride a mule by itself. You don't need a carriage to ride a mule, you can ride a mule by itself. So just because it's attached to the carriage doesn't mean the carriage is bottled to the mule. The mule has its own use. It doesn't mean, and the carriage is something chashev, it's not going to be bottled to the predos. And therefore it's only this way. Mocha es ha-karoi, mocha es ha-predos, when it's attached. And the Torah says, if it's attached, the other way it will not be included. It's only this way, if it's right now attached and I sell it, it is included. Mocha es ha-tzemer, loy mocha es ha-baka. If someone sold a tzemer, the bakar is not included. If someone sold a bakar, the tzemer is not included. Heichidam, what is the case of the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? Like the Rashbam explains, that here is no difference between adukim and ein adukim. Because here, even when it's adukim, for example, the bakar is attached to the tzemed, the bakar is not buckled to a tzemed. There's no chance. So therefore, adukim, won't help you much. So what exactly is the case over here that is the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan of Dom Maidim? It seems like the machlokes is only over here. So what is the case of the machlokes? Elam of the Karl Tzimda Tzimda Labaka Bakar. If the case is that when you call it Tzemed, a Tzemed, you call it Bakar, a Bakar. So Pshita Tzimda Zav and Labakar is only. It's Pashit, you sold them a Tzemed and not a Bakar. So what's the Shaila here? Ve'ela, so it would no way it would be included. Ve'ela the Karl Inami Labaka Tzimda, the people call also a bakar, they call it, when you say tzemet, it means it's tzemet bakar together with the bakar, then kulo zavonleib. The respondent explains, with dom medim, and there are people, and everyone sometimes calls a tzemet a bakar, so then everyone agrees, dom medim. Which means, of course, sometimes when you say a bakar, it doesn't mean the tzemet, but it sometimes does mean the tzemet, or the opposite. It sometimes does mean both. So then,
it means both or something?
It could mean, no, either means both.
Then when I say that one word, I don't mean to include both, I just mean to include one.
No, that's wrong. It's not true. Sometimes it means both. Sometimes it means both, because if you sometimes call both one thing, call it. So I can ask me, it's not always like that. Sometimes you sell it by itself. That's why the Rashbam speaks out. Kulo zavonleib v'amai am rabban endon raya havadik kiven de kuli alma karen gam lebaka tzemed. Sometimes they call a baka tzemed v'gam adam medim. It means sometimes you will there would be a bakar and a tzemet together, and you say, "I'm selling you this tzemet. I'm selling you a tzemet." So then it would mean both. So dear dom medim would be megala to you. Avada, somebody sell a tzemet by itself. So that's the kasha. If they call always tzemet bakar pshita, that the rabbanon are right, and if you sometimes call a buck or what it's tzemed, you call it tzemed, so then everyone should agree on my deem. So what is the machlokes? So let's tricha, but astro the karle tzimda tzimda la baka baka. A lot of people, most people, or a lot of people call a tzemed, a baka baka. You want, like what you're saying, you say both. If you want to sell both, say both. That's a lot of people. But there are people, you can have me, the karle baka tzimda. Sometimes you call a baka and a tzemed. Sometimes you call that. So it's only sometimes. So Ruda Sava Adam Medim, Rabbanan Savri, and Adam Raya. And there's the Machlokes, that's the case of Machlokes, if you say Adam Raya or not. Rabbi Yehuda says Adam Medim, the Domim is a Raya. Rabbanan hold, Ein Adamim Raya. Now it's Mashma. In the case of Ein Adam Raya, so what happens? Finish. I sold the Tzemer for 200 according to Rabbanan. That's a pashtus. It sounds like it's a good sale, it's $200, Gevaldik. So, afraid the Gemara, I understand. The Ein Adam Raya, so I have a bit of Mekach. You know, good, you're telling me that he doesn't mean the Tzem and the Bakar together. But Lamais, I gave you 200 zuz for a very small item. So, Lachar, it's a bit of Mekach. It's not Mashma like that. It's Mashma, Ein Adam Raya, and it's a good sale. The Ein Adam Raya, I have a bit of Mekach. The Chitim on top of the Avayan Chesim Alat. The Chitim, a bit of Mekach, maybe he doesn't hold a bit of Mekach because maybe he holds of Oino, that he holds of. And I know it would mean you have to give back the extra. So maybe you have to give back the extra over here. But Bittel Mekach, he doesn't hold. Maybe he doesn't hold something Bittel Mekach. Torah says, Loisoyinu Ish Samisai, and which means, I know, maybe there it says, Atoinu Ish Achiv, Gerez Loshen, V'chisimku Memkel HaMisecha, Oikonu V'yar HaMisecha, Atoinu Ish Achiv. So we know it's a din, I know. But maybe there's something Bittel Mekach. Chitem Bittel Mekach, more or less, Lu, V'loi, V'atanai, we'll learn to the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, HaMoicha Sefer Torah. Behemo Magarlius ain't let my know. There's no I know on these type of things because these things don't have a clear value. A Sefer Torah or Behemo Magarlius. So there's no I know. Omru Loi, the Rabbanan said, Rabbi Yehuda, Omru Elas Elu. They said only these and nothing else, and nothing else. B'doimet. That's says in the Mishnah. We're not getting into that Mishnah now. But what do you see over there? The Rabbanan agree that there is a din I know. So why is the Mishnah saying Ainu Domaraya? It's Mashma that. It's a good mechira completely. You see, the Rabbanan agreed to the idea of Einah. Now, the way the pasuk on the Gemara wants to know, right, the Bittel Mekach, where do you see Bittel Mekach from here? So that's the Rashbam, much is over here. All we see here, that he holds of Einah, the Rabbanan. What do you see, he holds of Bittel Mekach? So the Rashbam here has this problem, and he wants to say like this, that the Gemara and the Kasha held that it was a good mechira legamri, and you don't have to give back any money even. That's what it means. Like the Rishbam, in the middle of this long Rishbam says, "Mir ve'ein al farish kain ve'ein adam raya liknois baka matzemed amai miskayemes." The Mara thought Ein Hadon Rai means that it's good Mechir, finish, don't give anything back. So why not? And if Yisrael Rabbanan don't hold of Oino, don't hold Bittul Mekach, it means don't have anything, we see he does hold of Oino. And he does hold of Oino, so how can you have a Mashmoyis here, Ein Hadon Rai, that the Imam is keeping the money by itself? That's the Mara's Kasha. So Mara answers,
isn't the case between my and my Behemoth?
No, it's Semed. Actually, it's Semed. Was it Semed? You sold it Semed. You sold the yoke. The thing that attaches two things. We'll call it a yoke. I don't know what they call it in English. But we were talking about selling this yoke. And here we said that you sell the yoke for 200 zuz, a lot of money. Usually it's much less. I say 10 zuz. And we say, in a domaraya. In a domaraya, what's going on? Mar says, my in a domaraya, now Victoria, that's a bitl makach. In a domaraya means taka. It's in a domaraya, it's a bitl makach. Which is a little, the Rashbam says, a little bit of daichik, this tarot. Because we're saying, Ein Adam Raya, it is a Shekel Raya, because we've been Vatel Mekach. We're saying, Ein Adam Raya, it's not a good Mechira that the Baka is included, but rather, it's a Bittul Mekach. That's Pshat Na'wan Digmar. The boy is saying, Ki Amor Rabbanu Aino Bittul Mekach, when do we have this idea called Aino Bittul Mekach, B'kdesh Adas Toya, where it's possible the guy who's overpaying, he made a mistake. It was something worth six for eight or five for seven. There you can make a mistake. If you buy a bottle of milk for $200, that's not a problem of Oino Bittul Mekach. Because clearly, if you're willing to do this, you're giving him for Matana. There's no chance of mistake. Loy. We don't say the idea of Oino Bittul Mekach because Eimer Matana Yavlei. You say he probably wanted to give him a matana, and therefore he went through with this because he wanted to give him the extra money. He wanted to do that.
Not the Bakr.
No, he would have spoken out the Bakr. He's just buying the Tzemed itself. And I want to give 200 Jews for the Tzemed because he holds it in the Dhamma Raya. So why do you give 200 Jews? Because he wanted to give him a matana. That's all. It's not possible to make a mistake in such a case. So therefore, he holds it in the Dhamma Raya. He holds it the Maisa. You don't call. For example, you go into a store and say, I want to buy a bottle of milk for 200 Jews. So, and actually, this bottle of milk it comes in like this nice refrigerator. It's like a wine refrigerator, a real nice wine refrigerator, right? Like, so that's one of those things. So he says, it comes included with that? No, I said a milk. I didn't say a refrigerator. So that's what he holds. So Baka and Tzemet have no shaykhs to each other. Baka is not a Tzemet. Tzemet is not a Baka. Not the same thing. So I said I'm buying a Tzemet. I 200 zuz. It's not a raya. Why am I giving extra money? Tupshat tomorrow. Either talk it's bitl makach, or since it's not something the kedesh adas taya, so therefore we say that it's he tried to give him a matana, and that's why the sale goes through and he keeps the money according to the second pshat in the Gemara.